This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your briefing for what's happening in aviation and what it means to you. We've got a lot to cover today. The Notice to Air Mission System, how it's changing, and what you need to do to make sure you're not missing critical information before you fly. Plus, a developing story about potential changes to international operations at some of the biggest airports in the country. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Gear, apparel, and gifts for the aviation obsessed. If you've got aviation in your blood, they've got something for your hangar, your flight bag, or your wall. Let's get into it. First up, if you've been flying for more than a few years, you remember when they were called NOTAMs, Notices to Airmen. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, rebranded them to Notices to Air Missions back in 2021 as part of a broader modernization push, but the name change was really just the surface. What matters to you as a pilot is what's been happening underneath. Here's what you need to know. The FAA has been steadily evolving the NOTAM system, and if you're still checking NOTAMs the same way you did 5 years ago, you could be missing things. The old system was notorious for being a wall of text, cryptic abbreviations, no prioritization. You'd pull up NOTAMs for a cross-country and get 40 entries, half of them about a taxiway light being out at an airport. You're overflying at 8,000 feet. The FAA's modernization effort has been focused on a few key areas. First, filtering and categorization. The goal is to make it easier to see what actually affects your flight. Not every NOTAM is created equal. A runway closure at your destination matters a whole lot more than a crane 2 miles from an airport you're passing 50 miles south of. Second, digital distribution. The FAA has been pushing NOTAM data into more modern formats that apps and electronic flight bags can parse intelligently. If you're using 4Flight, Garmin Pilot, or FlyQ, these apps are doing a better job than ever of surfacing the NOTAMs that are relevant to your specific route and altitude. But here's the catch. You still need to understand what you're reading. The app can filter, but it can't fly the airplane for you. Third, and this is important, the FAA has been working on reducing the total number of active NOTAMs in the system. There was a period where the count was well over 40,000 at any given time. Many of them were long overdue for cancellation. Old construction notices, temporary restrictions that became permanent 5 years ago. The cleanup effort has been real, and it's helping. Now let me connect this to your pre-flight planning. If you're pulling NOTAMs only through your EFB app, you're probably in decent shape for routine flights. But there are situations where you need to go deeper. If you're flying into unfamiliar airspace, especially near temporary flight restrictions or special use airspace, take the extra 2 minutes and check the FAA's NOTAM search tool directly. That's at notams.aim.faa.gov. Cross-reference what your app is showing you also, and I cannot stress this enough, check NOTAMs close to your departure time, not the night before, and then assume nothing changed. Temporary flight restrictions can pop up with very little notice. Presidential movements, wildfire activity, security events, a NOTAM that wasn't there at 8 p.m. might be active by 7 a.m. For instrument pilots, pay particular attention to NOTAMs affecting your approach procedures. A NOTAM that takes a component of an approach out of service, say a glide slope or a localizer, can change your minimums or eliminate the approach entirely. If you're planning to shoot an ILS into your destination and the glide slope is NOTAMed out of service, you need to know that before you're on the arrival, not when you're loading the approach in the clouds.
One more thing on NOTAMs. The format is still not plain English. You still need to be able to decode the abbreviations. If you're rusty, the Aeronautical Information Manual, Chapter 5, Section 1, covers NOTAM formats and decoding. It's dry reading, but it's worth a refresher once a year. Now, let's shift gears to our headline story. This one's been making the rounds, and the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has proposed potentially withdrawing Customs and Border Protection officers from airports and cities that have been designated as sanctuary cities. We're talking about major airports here. JFK, LAX. Up to 11 airports total could be affected. This affects you if you fly internationally or if you're connected to the broader aviation economy. Here's why. If CBP officers are pulled from an airport, that airport cannot process international arrivals. Period. No customs, no international flights for the airlines. This would mean rerouting international service to other airports, which creates capacity problems, delays, and economic ripple effects. Now, for general aviation pilots, the direct impact depends on whether you're flying internationally. If you're operating under an APIS filing and returning from the Bahamas or Canada to one of these airports, this could change your port of entry options. Every international GA arrival has to clear customs at a designated airport of entry. And if your planned airport loses that designation, you need an alternate. But let me be clear about what this is right now. This is a proposal. It is not in effect. No airports have lost their international status as of today. This is a policy discussion between DHS and local jurisdictions. And there's a long road between a proposal and implementation, especially one of this magnitude. The economic and operational consequences of pulling international capability from airports like JFK and LAX would be enormous, and there would almost certainly be legal challenges. What should you do if you fly international GA? Keep an eye on this. Know your alternate ports of entry. And as always, check NOTAMs before any international flight for the latest status on customs availability at your destination. See how that comes full circle. NOTAMs, they matter.
So let me leave you with your action items for the week. Review your NOTAM checking process. Make sure you're not just relying on one source. If you haven't visited the FAA's Direct NOTAM search tool, bookmark it, and build a habit of rechecking NOTAMs within an hour of departure, not just during your initial planning. Today's stories were sourced from Simple Flying, the FAA, and the Aeronautical Information Manual. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation. We pull from real sources, we credit them, and we give it to you straight. Head over to RadioHangar.com if you want to dig deeper on anything we covered today. I'm Tower. Fly informed, fly prepared, and I'll see you next time on ATE's Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.